evening and welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Rob Dew, and today's date is Wednesday, June 18th, 2014, and here's a look at some of our top stories.
What does Dick Cheney, super bananas, pepper spraying drones, and Alex Jones predictions all have in common? We'll find out tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Earlier this week, InfoWars.com sent four reporters down to the Texas border in southern Texas near Brownsville and McAllen to do an in-depth investigation on what is currently going on at the border. Is the Border Patrol being complicit in these? Are people getting stand-down orders not to turn in illegals or to even set them free? Well, the answers that they found shocked me, and they should shock you. They have an exclusive interview with an ICE agent. Here's the article. ICE agent blows whistle. Illegals receiving costly taxpayer-funded medical treatments. Now, the video to this is named ICE Agent Blows Whistle on Disease, on Contagious Disease-Ridden Illegals Pouring Over the Border. And I just want to go over a few quotes. We actually played this interview in its entirety at the end of last night's InfoWars Nightly News in our semi-overdrive edition because we got that. It came in a little late, so we just posted it at the end because we thought it was really important information to get out there. But I want to go over a few quotes that the ICE agent said during the interview. First, he said, they're being given orders to appear in front of an immigration judge. If they're going, I don't know, probably not. He also said, certainly morale's an issue. We're letting a lot of people go, a lot of people go. No one wants to see these people being released. And as an American who wouldn't have any type of concerns, he said in frustration. The dangers are paramount. And not only that, the medical benefits these people are given is pretty far out, considering we have people here at home that need help. He's referring to the VAs that wait sometimes months, sometimes years to get basic medical attention. Our own Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs went in complaining that he was coughing up blood, and he was told, well, he can meet somebody in July. And that was, he went back in May. So nearly 2 months he's going to have to wait just to see a doctor. Moving on, when asked whether illegal immigrants receive medical treatment at facilities, the agent answered, absolutely. Whoever is detained goes through a lengthy screening process, checks x-rays, check for tuberculosis, things of that nature, and they're treated. And he mentioned that they do get people with tuberculosis. He said there may be a couple that come through to admit to having communicable diseases, but we really don't check for communicable diseases. That's not part of our screening process. That should terrify you. That the agents that are sworn to protect our border are actually bringing people in, giving them medical treatment, and then setting them free with a piece of paper that says, hey, come back to this court date. And these people don't have an address. There's no way to track them down. They're not in the system like the regular citizens, like us, who can be tracked down when they don't appear for court and get warrants and things of that nature. That's not going to happen in this case. This should terrify you. Not because it's bad that these people are coming here searching for a better way of life, because that's obvious. Why, who wouldn't want to come to this country to search for a better way of life? But there are processes in place, and it's to ensure that we get the people that should be coming in here, the people that are welcome here, the people that are coming through the right processes. We have these things set up for a reason. We don't let just anybody drive. We make people get driver's licenses. And there's a reason for that. And it's just basic safety. And we don't have the money to pay for everybody. We don't have the money to give these people medical care and to give them food stamps. We just don't have it. And that's the way it is. But going back to the VA scandal, which the agent alluded to, this is out of Mail Online. Scandal-plagued VA hospital gave $10 million in bonuses to administrators who covered up wait times for vets that likely led to the deaths of former soldiers. More than 2,100 employees were giving bonuses over a three-year period. And the bonuses were merit-based. Merit-based means they're based on how well you perform the job. So by covering up and putting secret wait lists together, they're actually rewarded for this type of behavior. And it got more. Back in 2011, they were given $2.5 million in bonuses. By 2012, it was $3.5 million and $3.9 million last year. The employees included doctors, nurses, administrators, the people involved in scheduling these people, secretaries, and cleaning staff. The VA's Inspector General's report found that 1,700 veterans seeking treatment at the VA hospital were at risk of being lost or forgotten and being kept off the official waiting list. Wow, imagine that. And there's one of the perpetrators there, Sharon Hellman, and two others were placed on administrative leave last month following the allegations that some veterans may have died waiting for appointments. Hellman, who earned $169,000 annual salary, had a $4,900 bonus from last year that was rescinded by VA officials. Wow, she made $169,000 last year by putting people on secret waiting lists and keeping people from getting treatment. But what I'm about to show you is really going to freak you out. And this is off the website. It's called Open the Books. And they list veteran salaries, veteran administrators' salaries out of Phoenix. And this is just from 2010. Look at Harold Dossett, $324,000 a year. Look at Kenneth Scarlett, $304,000. Look at Danny Kilpatrick, $301,000. Look at Durga Powell, $297,000. These are all in the Veterans Health Administration. I don't know what their actual job titles are, but this was 4 years ago. And these people are being paid this much money. You think they would develop a system to get veterans care in a timely manner. But no, they don't do that. What they do is move the paper over here, put them in a secret waiting list, pretend they don't exist, dismiss their concerns, make fun of them. You've seen the reports from Joe Biggs. He's outlined it all. It's really, really disturbing. But it's not just the VA administrators who can't keep their S straight. It's also the IRS. You've heard about the lost emails now going back to six different employees where they just can't find emails talking about the type of corruption that was going on there where they were targeting Tea Party officials.
For over a year and a half now, the House of Representatives has been investigating the IRS to see if they singled out Tea Party groups for political persecution. A large part of that investigation are incriminating emails that the IRS is now saying have disappeared. Is it credible that Lois Lerner and now six other IRS officials would lose all of their emails due to a computer disk crash? Now, some people might find that credible because that's happened to them with their personal computers, but we're not talking about personal computers.
You found one.
Did I? It looks like this one is deducting for medical payments covered by insurance.
This, we suspect, is how a great many people think of ADP, Automatic Data Processing, the newest tax tool of the Internal Revenue Service, and a new dimension in tax administration.
The IRS has policies, procedures, and technology that you don't have on your personal computer. We're told that the electronic records weren't archived for very long, but the IRS's own record-keeping requirements for us treats electronic records the same as paper records and requires that we keep records for 3 to 7 years. Indefinitely if fraud is suspected. But IRS policy says that official emails are federal records, and they're required to be printed and stored separately and permanently. And the emails don't just reside on a hard disk. These emails pass through servers, and the IRS has a huge IT department to ensure that data is backed up and preserved. And reporter Cheryl Atkison reports that an IRS official told her that email is backed up with something called a RAID. A RAID is a redundant array of independent disks. In other words, two physical hard drives are put together in one enclosure. Information written to one is also written to another. Now, what that means is that although a single hard drive might have a mean time between failure of 5 years, that would give you a probability of about 1 in 78,000 that this would fail. When you put them together in a RAID configuration that's mirrored for security, you wind up with a mean time between failure of 500 years. Billions. In other words, it's not credible, even if they weren't mirrored, that all seven of these would fail and lose the most critical time period that they're looking for. I say the IRS officials need to be held to the same standard that they hold the rest of America to. For example, they should be guilty until they can prove that they're innocent. They should be required to retain data for 7 years, just as we are, with no limit for criminal activity. Lois Lerner should be compelled to self-incrimination, just as we are. And we should shut them down financially, not just cutting their budget by 15%. The emails in question relate to Lois Lerner and other IRS officials conspiring to punish political opponents with criminal charges. But there's also a criminal conspiracy to cover up illegal activity. And as an IRS official has pointed out, laws have been broken during an alleged cover-up that are much easier to prove than the original act. If you remember back to Watergate, the articles of impeachment didn't come after Richard Nixon for breaking into an office. It came after him for covering up information about those who did and for using the IRS against political enemies. Now, if the House Republicans don't prosecute, they are implicit in this criminal conspiracy to cover up.
So just remember, when you're filling out your taxes every year, you have to keep your records for up to 7 years so the IRS can go back and snoop at any time through those records. But they don't have to keep track of their own emails. And they're not big. These aren't giant files. These are small text files. These aren't large, giant video files that we deal with here at InfoWars and in Prison Planet. So it just really makes me wonder how this could happen with all the redundancies and the RAID disks and everything else, and the computer experts that they have and the forensic experts they have to go back and look in other people's computers, yet they can't find the emails. No, nobody's lying. Don't worry about it. But you have to follow all their rules. You have to incriminate yourself. Just makes you wonder. Let's move on to drone news. Another one out of the mail online. Flight of the tiny Robofly. World's smallest drone weighs less than a gram and navigates using light-sensitive eyes. The Robofly has a carbon fiber body weighing 106 milligrams, a fraction of a gram. It has a pair of flapping wings, which are powered by electronic muscles. And they say this device could be used in search and rescue operations to squeeze through collapsed rubble, monitor environmental conditions, and pollinate crops. I think it's really amazing the amount of technology that's being, you know, poured into drones. And it kind of, when I read this article, it made me think back to a National Geographic piece that was released a few years ago where they showed tiny fly robots that were flying around and that they could get into places where they couldn't be seen or readily noticed and even attack people using a kamikaze style explosive device built into them. And they could take out attackers. In this case, it was a sniper. But all this goes back to, do you really think this RoboFly is going to be used for pro-humanity applications? Well, it might be. A few companies might do that. But more often than not, you're going to see groups like the CIA and DARPA using these technologies to kill people and to get spy information. That's the future of drone technology. Like this drone here out of a Steve Watson article. Riot control. Drone to shoot pepper spray bullets at protesters. A drone that is capable of firing 400 rounds of pepper spray and paintballs, as well as employing blinding lasers and loudspeakers to deter protesters, has been developed and sold to an undisclosed company following a demonstration at a trade show in London. It's called the Skunk Riot Control Copter, and it's equipped with four high-capacity paintball barrels firing up to 20 bullets per second, with 80 pepper bullets per second stopping any crowd in its tracks. Wow, that's 80 bullets per second coming out of those wings. Pretty scary stuff. Noel Sharkey, chair for the International Committee for Robot Control Arms, it's a campaign group, he described it as creepy authoritarianism and the suppression of protest. He also mentioned that firing plastic balls or bullets from the air will maim and kill. And you might think, oh, no, they're just, you know, paintball bullets. They're not going to hurt you. Let's take a look at this live leak post. Veteran Marine fighting for his life after being shot in the face with gas canister at an Occupy Oakland clash. This is a Marine veteran who was protesting the cops beating up people in Oakland during Occupy. He was hit in the face with a gas canister. It doesn't look like he's doing too well. It looks like a little more than crowd control. Well, that's the future you're going to be facing with these drone technologies. It's not a future of happiness and search and rescue and empowerment. It's going to be command and control, while the commanders and controllers sit back in a control room piloting drones, attacking people who have had their jobs taken away, who've had their pensions taken away, who are basically at their wit's end. That's the future. And even people like one of the heads of Tesla, Elon Musk, is worried about this type of scenario being developed, especially with artificial intelligence, which is where drones are going. We had this article where there's going to be autonomous drones flying around Afghanistan, picking out targets and firing without anybody telling them to. So don't worry, that technology is coming home here. He believes it's feasible that a Terminator-like scenario could erupt out of artificial intelligence. And this was an interview that ended up, it was from CNBC, but Business Insider published the article. He says, He didn't invest in this for any monetary reasons, but he says, I just like to keep an eye with what's going on with artificial intelligence. I think there's a potentially dangerous outcome, and there's something we need to, you know, something like the Terminator he's worried about. So even the head of the Tesla Corporation is worried about these types of scenarios erupting. And rightly so. I would be worried about this too, especially in this day and age where you have politicians who lie to you continuously. They're building massive amounts of drone armies. It's not for your safety. It's not for your protection. It's to keep you under control. Just remember that when they come down your street or come into your city. We're going to be right back after this break. We got a whole lot more. We got Super Bananas, Dick Cheney, and a whole lot more coming up, including some Alex Jones predictions. Stay tuned after this short break.
Alex Jones here to break down some exciting developments in the area of research concerning supplemental iodine. It's nothing less than phenomenal. I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. And I used some of the mainline iodine supplements and they upset my stomach and I had some issues with it. Until I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group, who I was already interviewing as an expert on my radio show, and I began taking the product before he actually rolled it out. You now know it as Survival Shield, true nascent iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth, deep earth crystals that are incredibly powerful that no one else has as a source for their iodine from between 7 and 12,000 feet, literally drilled out of the ground. You put it on a hot plate and it turns into the pure gas. No one else has 99.99% pure iodine. And the results that I personally have had have been life-changing. I was over 270 pounds. And with the iodine, exercise, and better diet, I have lost now more than 50 pounds total, and I'm continuing to lose the weight. I have more energy, my libido, all this crap came out of my skin. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating. This is trailblazing. And the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfoWarsLife.com.
Welcome back to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Bill Gates is back in the news again. And no, he's not creating another operating system that's worse than the operating system before. Or he's not taking over another small company to steal their technology. No, he's creating Super Bananas. That's right. This is from the Mail Online. Super Bananas could be on sale by 2020. Fruit laced with vitamin A begins human trials to tackle deficiency in Africa. And it goes on to talk about all the various benefits of having vitamin A inside the bananas, especially for people who live in Africa, including while the outside of the super bananas will look just like any other banana, the inside will be different. The banana flesh of a pro-vitamin A-enriched banana is orange rather than the cream color that we are used to. And in fact, the greater the pro-vitamin A content, the more orange the banana flesh becomes, lead researcher Professor Dale said. Foods high in vitamin A typically are eggs, cheese, and yogurt, stuff that you really don't find in poorer developing countries. But let's take a look at old Professor Dale. He looks like a nice guy. He looks like he wants to help feed the world and be a good Samaritan. But who is funding Professor Dale? That is the $10 million question. And if you get to the bottom of the article, it talks about Bill Gates and the Gates Foundation funding this project. And we have Leanne McAdoo with a very eye-opening look at what Bill Gates is really doing with his funding.
So-called super bananas are soon to hit store shelves, and media outlets can't help but go, well, bananas over this Bill Gates-backed fruit. Researchers say the pro-vitamin A-enriched bananas could help improve the health of millions of Africans by seeking to improve vitamin deficiencies that are rampant in East African countries. But first, the bananas will be tested right here in the USA. Our lax labeling rules for GMO foods make us the perfect lab rats. Meanwhile, most African countries have banned GM crops. So focusing a crop tailored to local markets and conditions is the perfect way to ease GM crops into Africa. The Banana Project is backed by close to $10 million from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And considering Gates holds hundreds of thousands of shares in biotech giants Monsanto and Cargill, it seems likely that the prospect of getting patented bananas to one of the world's largest banana-consuming societies is quite attractive. But that's not it. The world's richest man isn't worried just about more money, but control, population control. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has dedicated millions of dollars in research for artificial contraception, sterilization, and abortion initiatives for the world's poorest countries. Gates admitted during a 2003 interview with PBS that his family's involvement in reproductive issues has been extensive. He referenced his own prior adherence to the beliefs of eugenicist Thomas Robert Malthus, who believed that populations of the world need to be controlled through reproductive restrictions. Bill Gates' father, William H. Gates Sr., has long been involved with the eugenics group Planned Parenthood, which was, of course, founded on the concept that most human beings are just reckless breeders and human weeds in need of culling. William Gates Sr.'s association with Planned Parenthood and his continued influence in the realm of population and reproductive health is significant because Gates Sr. is co-chair of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. This longtime eugenicist guides the vision and strategic direction of the Gates Foundation, which is currently heavily focused on forcing GMOs on Africa. The Gates Foundation has admittedly given at least $264.5 million in grant commitments to the Alliance for a Green Revolution in Africa, and it also hired Dr. Robert Horsch to head AGRA in 2006. Horsch is a former Monsanto executive who developed Roundup. According to a report published in La Vía Campesina back in 2010, 70% of AGRA's grantees in Kenya work directly with Monsanto, and nearly 80% of the Gates Foundation funding is devoted to biotechnology. The Gates Foundation pledged $880 million in April 2010 to create the Global Agriculture and Food Security Program, a heavy promoter of GMOs. GAS provided $35 million in aid to earthquake-shattered Haiti. The money was to be used for implementing GMO agriculture systems and technologies. And this is in addition to the $25 million in GM research to develop vitamin and protein-enriched seeds for the world's poor. Now, the media loves to point out how Bill Gates' philanthropy has cost him the title of world's richest man. But the truth is, instead of paying taxes on all of those billions, he makes charitable donations, donations which end up favoring the commercial investments of the tycoon. He invests his profits where it is favorable to him economically. The Gates Foundation is currently in the process of spending billions of dollars in the name of humanitarianism to establish a global food monopoly dominated by genetically modified crops and seeds. And based on the Gates family history of involvement in world affairs, it appears that one of its main goals, besides simply establishing corporate control of the world's food supply, is to reduce the world's population by a significant amount in the process.
So if you're a viewer of mainstream media websites, you probably think super bananas are the best thing since sliced bread. In fact, if you type the word super banana into your search engine and go to news, wow, you got Washington Post, Meet the Super Banana, and Vitamin Enriched Upgrade. You've got Time Magazine, researchers hope super bananas will combat vitamin A deficiency. RT, genetically modified super banana to be tested on Americans. Oh, man. And then CNET, Bill Gates funded super banana ready for human testing. All these very positive headlines. Nobody questioning the moral ethics of Bill Gates, except us here, which you just saw. We're questioning his background and why he's there. But why does the media give him such a positive spin? You know, well, it could be from, if you go check out an article from 2012 written by Aaron Dykes, Bill Gates pays media to portray him as a saint. Admission hidden in plain view. Paid reports risk millions of lives praising dangerously untested vaccine and GMO programs. Oh, GMO, like the super banana. It's all right there if you just do the research. Bill Gates is not who he thinks he is. And going into the article, the simple answer is that Many media voices are foundation funded with grants and partnerships paid directly from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Oh, that's right. You've heard about the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation giving billions and billions of dollars to different causes across the globe. Well, that's one way they can hide their tax strategy. They can hide money by giving it away tax-free and then by reaping the benefits through the investment companies like his investment in Monsanto. The very journalistic outlets who should be otherwise holding Gates' policies accountable with tough questions and volumes of scrutiny are instead financially tied to his work. And the article shows a few headlines. There's a statement that happens. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation supported in part last year's ABC News initiative, Be the Change, Save a Life, which focus on healthcare in some of the poorest areas of the world. What they don't tell you is that the Bill Gates polio vaccine causes polio. Up to 45,000 cases in just one area alone in India. Look that up. You'd be surprised, but you'll never hear about it here in the mainstream media. And then note the difference between ABC's dull headline, Beating of America's Richest About Needed Attendee Says, versus the London Times eye-catching headline, Billionaire Club and Bid to Curb Overpopulation. So you get different headlines to people who aren't being paid for by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Moving on further in the article, the Seattle Times disclosed in February 2011 at least 45 media entities receiving money from the Gates Foundation. Some of the money is significant, other grants are paltry, but history shows that financial support tends to sway influence even without buying it. And there's the list of foundations: BBC World Trust Service, Brookings Institute, John Hopkins University, National Public Radio, Public Radio International, Stanford University, World Health Organization, all which will give glowing reviews and glowing testimony to the great powers of the saint. And there he is in the article, the Saint Bill Gates, who's really out to save humanity and curb overpopulation. Yeah, there he is. He's really there to help you, right? And don't say anything bad about Bill Gates, or you might be considered a racist or inspiring hate or violence, just like what happened to us just this week. Web filtering company launches purge of libertarian conservative media. And it appears there's a company called Blue Coat Systems, which likes to go around categorizing different types of websites and whether they're good or bad or violent or hate-filled, or, and just with the stroke of a pen, with a keystroke, they can change your designation and allow millions of other places that have web content, they won't be able to get it because they employ the Blue Coat filter. Upon investigation, it was determined that the company used the internet filtering software Blue Coat, which miscategorized Infowars.com as violence, hate, and racism site, placing it in the same category as the Ku Klux Klan and the Cockfighting League. Blue Note described their violence, hate, racism category as sites depicting extreme physical harm to people, animal, or property, or that advocate or provide instructions on how to cause such harm, which is not what we do here at Infowars.com. So we were receiving a lot of blocked site emails from a lot of our listeners. And it happened around 12:30 yesterday. I started getting emails saying, hey, you're being blocked. I'm here at Camp Mabry, which is here in Austin, Texas. And I said, well, that's interesting. I printed it off, showed it to Alex. He goes, I bet there's more. Check the tips email address. So I went there. Tons of them from Fort Campbell. Here, we got a few of them there. There's the Fort Campbell Information Assurance, Access Denied. Talks about violence, hate, racism. There's another one here in this article, the canine browser alert blocked by the canine web protection. So all these are in place in different organizations of the government, all over the country, all over the world even, to protect you from certain material they don't want you to see. Well, by Blue Coat putting us under that designation, it made us be blocked from these sites, potentially causing us harm in terms of advertising dollars or people coming to the site and getting information and spreading it to their friends, causing you harm out there by blocking your access to information. Well, there was an update. If you go to the top of the article, it appears Blue Coat has backed off and removed Infowars.com from the violence, hate, racism category. If anyone is still encountering issues, please email us at showtips@Infowars.com. But it goes beyond that. Blue Coat was deceptive in how they labeled us. And once we called their attention to it, you know, they backed off. But what if we didn't call their attention to it? Well, we'd still be listed like that, and people, millions of people across the country would not be able to access the site, Infowars.com. It continues in the article. Blue Coat deceptively labeled Infowars.com as racist and violent, which would discourage would-be first-time viewers from visiting the site through an unfiltered internet access because they had been led falsely to believe that Infowars promotes violence and hate in complete opposition to the libertarian non-aggression principle. Kit, you couldn't have written it better than that. And that's just the whole case to it. We've never promoted violence. We promote Infowar. We promote knowledge. We promote healthy living. We promote goodness. Wow. We promote the Second Amendment. We promote self-defense. We don't promote violence, hate, and racism. Certainly not. But we're being blocked at, and it just takes one company out there to do that, to block it, the access to millions of other people's, which is why you need to become a member of PrisonPlanet.tv, because your support helps us grow, it helps us continue, it helps to fight off attacks like this. We'd get lawyers involved on this, because it is not a pretty picture going after these companies. So we sure do appreciate your support at Infowars.com, InfowarsNews.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. Your support helps us out. And by becoming a member, you can share your username and password with up to 11 different people. So you can have 11 of your friends, well, 10 plus you, on there at the same time watching the reports, downloading the reports, putting them out yourself, putting them on your own YouTube channels, because that's the way we're going to fight the censorship, by getting the word out. And we'll be back after this with Dick Cheney and Alex Jones' predictions of the ISIS rebels getting the Stinger missiles that, oh, suddenly they just got and we didn't know. It's the InfoWars Nightly News.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula, sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Groot. Today I'd like to talk about the war on women. You've experienced and heard about the benefits of Super Male Vitality. Now, the new formula has arrived. Introducing the new Super Female Vitality. I have specifically designed this formula to help the body naturally regulate itself without the use of artificial hormones. Key ingredients chosen from the highest quality sources. Each of these ingredients works synergistically with the female body in order to maximize overall vitality. You've heard the reviews and the feedback on how the original Super Male Vitality has revitalized relationships. Now, both the man and the woman can have the revitalization in their own bodies with Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality. Secure your Super Female Vitality today from our limited stock at InfoWarsLife.com.
Welcome back. I don't hate too many people in this world. In fact, I like almost everybody. But one person that I truly despise is Dick Cheney. And this week he crawled out of his rat hole along with his beautiful bride wife and wrote The Collapsing Obama Doctrine, an op-ed piece for the Wall Street Journal. In it he said, rarely has a U.S. president been so wrong about so much at the expense of so many. That's right, because you're a vice president. You know, you didn't benefit billions and billions of dollars by having your former company get no-bid contracts. You didn't spill the blood of millions of Americans. I'm not talking about the ones who just died in the war, but their friends and relatives who had to endure their family members being killed or maimed or injured. No, you didn't benefit from any of that, did you? Look at him. Oh, what a disgusting creature. He has the gall to get on and talk about anybody in this world. He can't even criticize the devil. That is how disgusting that creature is, Dick Cheney. He is a complete, utter disgrace. But just the fact that he crawled out of his rat hole and had the gall to say all that in the Wall Street Journal is truly disgusting. The man is reprehensible. You know, and it, just going back to 9/11. First, you have the commission report where he didn't testify in front of a committee about what he knew and when he knew it. He did it secretly in the Oval Office where there were no transcripts being made because there was supposedly secret information. And then you have the testimony of Norman Mineta, who was the Transitory Secretary at the time. He talks about, during his hearing, how Cheney was giving stand-down orders not to shoot down the plane coming to the Pentagon. And then not to shoot down the plane that later crashed in Shanksville.
And when it got down to, the plane is 10 miles out, the young man also said to the Vice President, "Do the orders still stand?" And the Vice President turned and whipped his neck around and said, "Of course the orders still stand. Have you heard anything to the contrary?" The flight that came into the Pentagon.
Truly a disgusting piece of work. It was his lies and his scheming that caused all this madness that we've had since 9/11. And even before, if you look at the energy bill and stuff he was pushing with Bush. So it just, you know, crawl back in your rat hole, Cheney. We don't need you to talk about anybody. You don't get to talk about anybody. You are a total failure. You are a disgusting blob creature. Whew. Sorry, got a little overreactionary there, but, you know, you got to call it like you see it. Finally, we're going to play an excerpt from today's Infowars.com Alex Jones show, where Alex interviews Aaron Klein, WorldNet Daily writer, talking about how the U.S. government set up secret training bases in Jordan and were actually training the ISIS terrorists that are now taking over Iraq. Yeah, they were training them at first to take over Syria and overthrow Bashar al-Assad. And now since they have all the weapons and missiles, they can go anywhere they want. And then after that, we're going to come straight into Alex Jones' predictions, where he predicted that they were going to be given these missiles and that the threat of them shooting down airliners was going to be used to take away our rights. And then it cuts to a piece of Megyn Kelly just 2 days ago talking about, oh my God, they have heat-seeking missiles and they're going to shoot down airliners and we better worry, we better be afraid. That's what it's all about with the mainstream media. Be afraid, don't empower yourself, crawl in your own rat hole, because there is no escape from the terrorist Al-Qaeda. And with that, that'll be our news of the evening. Glad you could join us. You can reach us here and see us every day, 7 p.m. Central, at PrisonPlanet.tv. Please consider becoming a member if you haven't done so already, and thank you once again for your support.
Well, if you want to get to the big picture, first we have the information that ISIS, Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, which, of course, is a front pretty much for Al-Qaeda, how they were trained. I actually first reported back in 2012 that the United States, the Americans, were running a training base with Turkey and with some other Arab countries in the Middle East. That it was at a secret base in Jordan to train at the time the rebels, the insurgents that were fighting Bashar Assad's regime in Syria. And then actually this has since been confirmed by the UK Guardian, by Der Spiegel, by the also Reuters has confirmed.
No, that's right. We had you on at the time. So again, WorldNet Daily, your sources, this was confirmed then, yes.
Yeah, so we were running a training base, in other words, for rebels that are highly connected to Al-Qaeda. But at the time, the United States finally admitted that they were giving aid to rebels, but said that they were vetting the rebels, the extremists, let's say, for elements of connections to Al-Qaeda. Well, now I have information that we were training ISIS, not thousands of the ISIS members that are ISIS members that are currently right now gaining major ground in Iraq. We're talking here about dozens. But the larger story actually goes to Benghazi. Actually, this is a story that I'm going to be breaking a little bit later, but I will first reveal it on this radio show. On Sunday, we arrested a guy named Ahmed Abu Qatala, who is a member of Ansar al-Sharia, senior member of Ansar al-Sharia in Libya, wanted for the Benghazi attack. Well, it's a little bit strange that out of nowhere, suddenly we arrest this guy. Because actually, last year, U.S. Special Forces were tracking his every move. They were actually literally hours, according to CNN and the Washington Post, hours from arresting him. But then all of a sudden, Obama calls for the arrest at the exact same time in Libya of another terrorist. His name's Libby. The guy's been wanted since the 80s. He operates openly. They could have arrested him at any time. So Libby's arrested in this public raid. And then this guy who was just arrested, Katala, is suspected in the Benghazi attack. He hears about it and he goes underground. So all of a sudden, we now arrest him. So I have information, actually, that Katala, again, he's actually, as of his arrest, the most wanted jihadist for the Benghazi attack, the murder of four Americans, including a U.S. ambassador. Well, my information is that Katala, also, again, the most wanted terrorist in Benghazi for the attack, he was working for a nexus that included the United States, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Kuwait, the Arab countries. He was working before the Benghazi attack, in other words, for the United States effort to arm the rebels.
Finally, somebody who's really big in the media is talking about something that we have been just screaming and yelling over, and McClatchy finally covered it. Will you guys re-pull that and the article out of yesterday's stack where Al-Qaeda promises that after Assad falls to attack America with the missiles? This is all in the British and German and French news. With the missiles our government and NATO gave them. Now, that said, France is leading the warmongering drum to invade, and there's a U.S. Aircraft carrier and amphibious landing force right off the coast. This is incredible. And there's U.S. special forces, admittedly, for at least 9 months, the 22-month operation against Syria. They're backing up al-Qaeda. But what is Drudge doing? It's up at Infowars.com. He sends it out on his @Drudge Twitter. This is a big deal. Drudge chides Obama over hysterical Syria WMD rhetoric. The Assad regime, who's not perfect but wasn't attacking anybody, with real al-Qaeda. That's the main force. In fact, guys, will you print me the CFR thing from 3 months ago? Just type in CFR says we, quote, need al-Qaeda. That'll pull up the InfoWars article. You can print that. Then that will link to the CFR report. Print that. Now that I think about it, I want to just re-show all this stuff to people, along with the McClatchy. There's an LA Times. Well, there's hundreds of articles out there saying, well, there is al-Qaeda, part of the force, and, well, yeah, they're about half the force. Well, actually, they're leading the force. Well, actually, they are the force. And we could get our liberties back. This could kill the hoax of al-Qaeda, the hoax of 9/11, all of it. These guys out of Saudi Arabia, who they brought into Libya next to Egypt, are now going up here just north of Israel and Lebanon. They are now going into Syria, which is to get ready to go into Iran over here. They are openly with signs on the BBC saying, we're done with Libya, we're going to Syria. They do this, 50,000 at least. They've been given, and here's the key, not 1,000, not 2,000, not 3,000, not 4,000, not 5,000, not 6,000, not 7,000, not 8,000, not 9,000, not 10,000, not 11,000. 20,000 surface-to-air, heat-seeking, and radar-guided SAM missiles. And they are now saying that when this is in the news, this is LA Times, McClatchy, you name it. Our government gave it to them, our banker-run government. You understand how big this is. They are saying that they are going, let me repeat this again, to take over Libya. They did that. Next, we're going to Syria. Now they say, we're going to Iran, which is Shiite, the Muslim minority. They're going to go to Iran, and when they're done, they're going to USA. And the feds, which are Federal Reserve bankers, they are absolutely going to arm them to come to America, attack us, and then they're going to take all our liberties in the name of fighting al-Qaeda that they run. The bankers run al-Qaeda to take over Libya, to take over Syria, to take over Iran, to take over Iraq previously, and now al-Qaeda, run by British intelligence for 100 years, is going to attack America and shoot down aircraft with heat-seeking and radar-guided missiles. They stand 2 miles from, I'm like 3 miles from the airport. I could see, these guys could sit there and just wait till aircraft pull off, take off, blow them up. When they're coming in, blow them up. And they will do it. And the media thinks you're so dumb. They are going to do all this until you give your rights up because of Al-Qaeda. And it may not even be Al-Qaeda. It may be other mercenaries doing it. I mean, this is how you bring a country down.
When, quote, government screwed up in the past or in any other country for that matter, the people responsible for it resign or go to jail. But nowadays, the answer is give us more funding. And that's what Hillary Clinton said. That's why whenever FEMA ordered the police to stand down during Katrina, on Bush's watch, FEMA then got even more funding, saying, we need more power. They've engineered that into the system. It's just an amazing level of corruption. But you see, watching the Senate hearings with Hillary, only part of it is being covered. Because our government armed the Libyan Al-Qaeda rebels out of Saudi Arabia, who first came from Saudi Arabia and other countries, into Benghazi 2 years ago to destabilize and take down Libya. They were on the BBC saying, next stop, Damascus, Syria. They've been there. They've been given heat-seeking missiles. Some numbers are as high as 15,000. Most numbers are around 12,000. 10,000 of those heat seekers, pretty high-tech. Take down any jet airliner you want. They've been attacking jet airliners, shooting them up. Passenger liners. And then the media thinks you're so stupid, they go, we have to give our rights up and invade all over Africa and Algeria and Mali because Al-Qaeda's there. And then our criminal occupied government uses that as a pretext with NATO and France to invade Mali and Algeria and other areas. I mean, it's amazing. We predicted 4 years ago in the Obama deception they would use Al-Qaeda that they control to invade all over Africa because we know how they operate, and we saw the buildup of AFRICOM. We've been talking about Benghazi and what it means. I mean, why would they want to order a stand down and let people be killed? Bare minimum, they ordered a stand down. That's come out. There was a stand down. They're threatening everybody. They're acting totally paranoid. They've been caught lying. We know there were arms being transferred. But did they go in there to get rid of the State Department because the State Department wouldn't transfer the heat-seeking missiles to Al-Qaeda? That's now being discussed on CNN. That's now what the CIA whistleblowers are telling CNN and Reuters and AP. Because if you look at the layers of the onion here, folks, Wayne Madsen, Steve Pachinik, Dr. Pachinik, and Colonel Schaefer, who works at the highest level of black ops, all said the same thing in the week, the month, and the months after. And their interviews are all up on Infowars.com. Insider, Wayne Madsen, and others expose the confirmed Benghazi was cover-up of arms transfer to Al-Qaeda. And why are we going back to this now? Because we said it first, then CNBC of all places, DrudgeReport.com covered it, within a month of it as well. A, did the attack start? It was the Benghazi hired security by the State Department, by the CIA, by the National Security Council. They didn't want to be embarrassed, so just let them kill them, and then they'll get the weapons, and we'll use the terror threat later to take rights.
Breaking tonight, a troubling report on the terror group now in control of a third of Iraq. Today, we learned that the same group may now be in possession of a deadly cache of American-made firepower, Stinger missiles. They are powerful enough to take down a commercial airliner.
Celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. And now you can protect yourself from corrupt cops with the InfoWars dash cam. It's your car's black box.
that records all that the driver sees and hears. And introducing the Block It Pocket. It renders your phone undetectable while protecting your private data and your health. Or take back your privacy and protect your personal information by getting your very own Detractor cell phone pouch. So get incredibly high quality freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcode with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.